Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at D.D. Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Final segment of the show here, coming up in just a few minutes. You'll hear my conversation with Coach Winston Gordon, head coach of the Hapeville Hornets football team, and again, great conversation with him. And thank you to Nick Grimstead, who I got a chance to catch up with. You heard that conversation last segment. And of course, thanks to all the coaches and players that you got a chance to hear during the prep roundup. Real quick, before we get into that conversation with Coach Gordon, what I'm looking forward to this week, football wise, big matchup between Norcross and Brookwood. That'll take place Friday. These two teams they'll battle it out for the number two seed out of the region. Both of them coming in with just one region loss, but both trailing region leader North Gwinnett by a game, and North Gwinnett getting wins over both of them. So, again, whoever takes this one will take the number two seed heading into the postseason, number two seed out of their region. And, of course, you've heard quarterback for Norcross, Dylan Muhammad, on the show. I think that was last week, wasn't it, Sonny? Dylan, I caught up with Dylan last week, if I'm not mistaken.
That was last week, Dylan.
So you can actually, I don't think the Odyssey app will go back that far, unfortunately. But you can actually, I believe the link is on Twitter, at PS underscore Nation underscore. You can catch the link and conversation with Dylan there. So that's going to be Friday. Going to make my way, as I mentioned, out to Lake Point and catch some of the volleyball action for the state titles. I really would like to go to Columbus, but the challenge is I got in-laws in town. I think they might have just landed. I think my wife said they were getting in at 11, so they may have just landed and are probably headed to the house now. So it's always difficult to make that type of drive with family in town because, you know, got to get time in with them because they'll probably be flying back out Sunday. So I'll go to Lake Point, not that far of a drive, obviously, from the metro. Catch a couple of matches out that way and then, you know, get back to the house. But looking forward to those two things as well. And then next week, some flag football and basketball getting underway. So, matter of fact, I have be going to hang out at South Cobb on Monday to catch up with Coach Bethay for basketball. They'll be practicing, and we'll do a feature on them, so that'll be coming. So be on the lookout for that as well. All right, without further ado, let's get into this conversation. Coach Winston Gordon, head coach of the Hapeville Hornets football team. As I've said a couple of times throughout the show, Hapeville really is the true definition of doing more with less. And in this conversation, you'll hear
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear exactly why. We'll head out to the wayforward.com hotline with Coach Gordon joining me now. Coach, first off, thank you for a couple of minutes out of your day here. Really appreciate you joining me. And thanks to you all's win on Thursday, you guys have now won four straight. Most importantly, you guys are 4-0 in region play. What has impressed you the most about your guys through this stretch?
We're just coming together. I mean, if you look at the schedule, you know I play one of the toughest schedules in Class 2A. by playing all 7A or 6A or whatever it's called now, 5A opponents the first four games. And they're all top teams. You know, we went down to Lee County and we went to Cartersville. Both of those guys are respective in their 4 and 5A or whatever they are, undefeated, and 1 and 2 or whatever they are in their division. Then we went to Westlake, a hostile situation where we should have won. 21-14, we had one call back on us, and then we imploded on one going in to score. So it was just a little couple of miscues, but we're starting to come into our own. You know, the biggest thing when you have a smaller program like this is attrition when you're playing bigger programs. So I just think we're just starting to come into our stretch, and I try to set our kids up for success, and I think the way to do that is to play a more quality opponent on the front end and try to build your program that way.
All right, and speaking of that, because you're right, that is something you've done for years. You've never shied away from doing that. You know, this year, what do you feel like, you know, those early bumps? You know, how do you feel it prepared the guys, and what was your message through that time period to the guys to kind of help them, you know, make sure mentality-wise they stayed on board with, you know, what the team goal was for the year?
Well, I mean, in those times, man, you find out the measure of a man, you know. And like I tell my kids all the time, you know, we're gonna put on our hard hat and go to work. Mm-hmm. When you come to Hayville Charter, we do more with less. And, you know, we do futures. We don't do feelings here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so those are the type of kids that are here, and they buy in early. You know, we have some of the most strenuous summer workouts and 7-on-7 travel. And, you know, so all those things are a part of what we do here to get ourselves together. So, you know, when we face adversity, you find out what your team is. And those are adversity builders. And I think they kind of put you in the right trajectory to keep ascending. And we just try to stack wins and you know, just keep chopping wood. You know, every week we're trying to go 1-0.
All right, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline, Coach Winston Gordon, head coach, Hayville Charter Hornets, joining us here. Coach, a couple more matches in the regular season to go, but for the most part, you guys are in the driver's seat in regards to, you know, potentially finishing out the season as region champs. Up first, though, you do got to take on a Theral team next week. What are some areas you want to see the guys either clean up, or maybe they're doing well, but you want to see them maybe take the next step in that area?
Well, I just think we need to keep progressing in our pass game and pass protection, and also tackling better and better on special teams. We got a lot of things to clean up. You know, we hadn't arrived yet, and so, you know, it's something to work on every week, and I just want to continue to see progress from week to week and not take opponents for granted. You know, I don't want to come out and start playing in the second half when we should have came out the gate playing. So, you know, you kids, you know, sometimes, you know, success builds complacency. Mm-hmm. And we want to always, you know, make sure that we're not complacent in a situation. So, you know, a lot of times that's what happens with younger kids. And, you know, you just continue to try to grow them and, you know, try to make them the best version of themselves. And that's what we're going to continue to do here at Hayville Charter.
All right, last one before I let you go, Coach. You touched on earlier about, you know, doing more with less. And as you know, over the years, I've always loved to brag on you guys because of that simple fact that when it comes to the resources, Hayville Charter doesn't necessarily have what some of the schools on the north side will have, right? We'll just say it like that, right? Yet and still, you guys like Jermaine Burton, Kingsley, and so on, come out of that program. When you kind of step away from it, when you do have downtime and you kind of look at the success that not only that you guys have had in region championships and state titles, but just seeing young men make it to the next level collegiately and then even going as far as the NFL, just how gratifying is that for you when you kind of just kind of take a step back and think about it?
Well, I don't have time to really think about it. You know, I just look at it as a, you know, one of those things where I have to commend the guys that work for me. Mm-hmm. You know, you're only successful as the team of individuals that help you try to achieve the goals that you set in place. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these coaches who've been with me for 10 and 13 years, some 14, 15, you know, these guys sacrifice a lot for little. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those guys to, you know, believe in this vision and help, you know, shape this vision in the Hayville way, You know, it's hats off to them. Mm-hmm. You know, because you look at Max Prep, a lot of times you only see one name at the top is the head coach. Mm-hmm. But this program here is built on a lot of guys, you know, and it's a lot of great coaches that have went on here to go on to run their own programs. It's a lot of coaches that are still here and loyal and faithful to what we do. You know, and I just take my hats off to those guys. You know, I don't want to get into name drop because I may forget a coach. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and, you know,
definitely.
There's been so many guys that have helped build this program to where it's one of the most, you know, known programs when it comes to recruiting, and is one of the first stops off the airport. You know, we do probably 130 coaches in a coaching calendar cycle. So, you know, I just take my hats off to those guys. You know, I'm nothing without them, and this program is nothing without the coaching staff. So that's the biggest thing that I take from it, not so much as far as the kids, what they've accomplished, not to downplay what they have accomplished. You know, having seven guys that went to the NFL and over 70 kids that have gone on to play Division I football from a school that don't even have a football field. So that just tells you somebody had to get those kids ready. Yeah. And one man can't do that. So, you know, my hat's off to those guys who come in here and grind every day. And like I say, for pennies, when you add it up for a high school coach as a stipend, you're talking about people that's making 39 cents an hour. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're talking about people that are giving up every Sunday and Saturdays, taking kids to colleges, doing different things. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are some of the most selfless individuals that I know. And if anything, I'm proud. I'm proud that I work with those type of selfless leaders. And that's one of the biggest things that I can say.
Well, Coach, you know, I've always been so honored to be able to just come by and tell the story over the years of what's going on over there on Buffington. I ain't been over there in a while, I feel like, so I got to get over there, man.
Yeah, come on through, man. You're always welcome, man, and you do a great job at what you do. And I remember, you know, when you were starting this thing up, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You've been doing it for a minute, man, and it's so needed to so many different hidden gems in this state of Georgia. I'm a Florida boy, but the football is played at a high level here, and I respect these guys that do it. And we just need to keep doing it for the right reason and keep, you know, helping kids, because that's what it's all about. It's about the children.
Yeah, you're 100% right on that, Coach. Well, I'll let you go, man, because like I said, offline, I know it's a Friday that you get off, so I'm going to let you enjoy it, and I appreciate you taking time out of your day.
No problem, my brother.
All right, man, told you. Great conversation, right? Hey, man, I love Coach Gordon, man. So shouts out to him for, again, taking the time out. And that conversation was actually on Friday, so he had to bye. They had to bye. He had time off, so appreciate him, you know, again, even wanting to, you know, take some time away, because, you know, on a Friday, you get a Friday, you get that bye, man. You want to relax. You might not want to think about football for a minute. So appreciate Coach Gordon. Shout out to the Hornets again. This week they'll take on Thero, and then next week they face off against Carver, and 9 times out of 10 that will be for the region championship. All right, that's going to do it for this week. Sonny, appreciate you holding me down on the other side of the glass. Looking forward to catching up with you on Penguin. And we got to catch up on Agatha too. I'll let you I'm not sure if you all are caught up on that, but we got to catch up on Agatha as well. So appreciate you, man, and that'll do it, man. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. This is Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.